The first thing we should do is consider what to call the nation that's supplying the latest batch of refugees to Iowa. The media generally goes with the name given it by the military junta after its takeover of the country that's bordered by India, China, and Thailand in 1988, Myanmar. But Pastor Rose Sang, who says he left his homeland to escape religious persecution because of his Christian faith, would rather it be known by its old name.
In my mind, I never change. The country is Burma still now, so I prefer to use Burma.
We'll stick with convention for this story and refer to it as Myanmar. But whatever it's called, another thing you need to know about this politically unstable country is it's made up of 8 distinct ethnic groups. They speak different languages, follow different customs, and don't always get along. Most of the refugees who are arriving in Iowa by the hundreds these days come from 3 of the ethnicities, Chin, Karen, and Kareni. Pastor Rowe is Chin and leads the Chin Baptist Church on Des Moines' west side. He says even within his own people, there are vast differences.
Within Chin, we do have different languages, more than 45 different languages.
Each Sunday, Pastor Rowe looks out on a congregation that's split into at least 9 languages. As he works his way through hymns, announcements, and a sermon, he trusts the people in the pews understand most of what he's saying.
I am using one of the major languages whenever I give a message or I give a sermons.
Pastor Rowe came to Iowa in 2009 after spending 2 years in refugee camps in Thailand and Malaysia. Long before that, closer to the time the military took control in Myanmar, Mon A's parents escaped. She was born in a refugee outpost in Thailand and lived there as a girl before making it to Iowa in 2008.
The camp is too small, and the camp is just like a prison because we cannot go outside because the Thai soldiers are governing our camp and we have barbed wire around the camp.
A is 23, or at least she thinks so.
We do not celebrate our birthday because we cannot afford to celebrate our birthday. So most of us do not know our date of birth.
She is certain of her ethnicity, however. She's Karen. Her parents come from the southeast corner of Myanmar. Mu Law is Kareni, the ethnic group who lives just to the north of the Karen. She arrived in Iowa 2 years ago. The transition to life in the States was emotionally unsettling and physically exhausting.
I got a job at meat packing, and then working there for 4 months. You go early morning and you come back dark evening, and I have 2 kids to take care of. How I go to do with that, to deal with the difficult thing?
She says the early days in Iowa left her depressed. Now she's part of an effort to provide help to refugees from Myanmar who might also be heartbroken about resettling to an unfamiliar place. On a late Sunday afternoon, Mu Law sits at a conference table in the church used by the Chin Baptists with members of a support group. It's called Ethnic Minorities of Burma Advocacy and Resource Center. It was established with the aid of the state's Office of Asian and Pacific Islander Affairs and includes representatives from the Karen, Kareni, and Chin. Mon A, who we met earlier, is one of them.
We all are new in the United States. We have to help each other. So, when they need help, they come to me or I'll go to their apartment.
As was so tragically illustrated when 3 refugee children from Myanmar drowned in Marshalltown this summer, finding interpreters for emergency situations is essential for the new arrivals. Mon A hopes the Resource Center can serve as a clearinghouse to find qualified translators quickly. These multilingual speakers are especially crucial in cases of health care.
Last year, I took a friend to the doctor appointment for her high blood pressure, but the hospital the clinic said a family member or a friend cannot translate for the patient.
This makes translators such as Thuo Hoa precious commodities. She's at the Des Moines airport to welcome a family as it lands in its new home. She's dressed in a brightly colored green and yellow ensemble, reminiscent of outfits worn in her native country.
I like to wear this one, so that's more, you know, to show them that they are people and they don't be get nervous first time when they came here. That's why they see me and they will be, you know, this is my people, and they will recognize that.
In addition to English, Thuo Hoa speaks four of her homeland's ethnic languages. This often makes her the first point of contact for disoriented newcomers seeing Iowa for the first time.
I really love this job because at least I can help my community, you know, to make sure they understand the really important things. And then we'll be helpful also. Some people, they're so quiet and they don't understand what is the new culture, that kind of stuff.
The translation abilities provided by Thuo Hoa are growing in value as the population of refugees from Myanmar in central Iowa increases. The Des Moines Public School System is girding for larger numbers of students from there by hiring people who speak one of the ethnic languages as outreach workers to those communities. Both Moan A and Mu Ra work in that capacity. You can see proof they will be busy in the coming years by observing the congregation at Chin Baptist Church on any given Sunday. Toddlers clog the aisles, babies sleep in their parents' arms, grade school-aged children fidget in the pews. Pastor Rose Sang has christened 40 infants in the past 3 years. Clearly, parishioners at his church have determined Iowa is a secure place to raise families. In Des Moines, I'm Rob Dillard, Iowa Public Radio News.